Millions of dollars that had been set aside by the state for pandemic-related rent relief never made it to struggling tenants and landlords. In a joint reporting project with Public Source, 90.5 WESA's Kate Giamarese examines what went wrong and how officials can avoid repeating mistakes with new federal assistance.
Dewan Davis lost a job on July 8th, and 2 days later, he and his landlord filled out the paperwork to try to get state help paying the rent for his Penn Hills apartment. That application to the state's CARES rent relief program was supposed to be the first step towards 6 months of aid that would have covered his $610 a month rent. But, like thousands of other Pennsylvanians, he was denied assistance. He's not certain why, but he remembers how it felt.
I was crushed. I was crushed. I felt so dejected.
Davis is now the defendant in an eviction filing. While he waits, Pennsylvania state and local governments sit on $852 million in federal aid dedicated to rent assistance, part of the $900 billion COVID relief package Congress approved in late December. Without additional money, Davis is taking every shift he can at McDonald's and trying to keep his head up.
But it almost feels like not worthless, but like just running in place.
A Centers for Disease Control order restricting evictions plus federally funded rent relief were supposed to combine to prevent a surge of displacement. But last year's spotty efforts in Pennsylvania suggest this will be difficult. In 2020, the state's program approved about one-third of applications before it closed in November. As a result, the state spent just $54 million of the $150 million it allocated for tenants and their landlords, according to the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency. The remaining funds went to the Department of Corrections as Republican legislators and Democratic Governor Tom Wolf balanced the state's budget. Allegheny County managed to separately pay out more than $14 million. Still, it paid only half of its applicants. Why was it so hard to get funds to those in need? Among the state's problems, the program, which began in July, included a requirement that tenants be 30 days in arrears, and a $750 monthly cap on assistance made some landlords reluctant to participate. Bryce Moretzky is a policy director at the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency.
The application process was burdensome to have both a tenant part and a landlord part, and having a lot of documentation required.
By August, a number of elected officials and advocates were saying the program wasn't working quickly enough. A bill to streamline some of the process passed the Republican-controlled state house in mid-October, but never got a vote in the state Senate. Republican leaders who control the chamber did not respond to a request for comment. Democratic State Senator Jay Costa of Forest Hills is the Senate minority leader. While he's not certain, he says lawmakers prioritized the state's bottom line.
In part, probably they wanted to hold on as much as they could to resources that could be used to help balance the budget, which these resources ultimately were used for.
Advocates are urging officials to do things differently with the second round of assistance, more than $850 million directed to Pennsylvania from the federal government. Phyllis Chamberlain leads the Housing Alliance of Pennsylvania, which promotes affordable housing.
Reducing the restrictions and requirements as much as possible is just so important, so we get the money out as quickly as possible.
The pressing need for funds, combined with the state legislature's calendar, also has advocates like Chamberlain concerned. Senators and House members don't have votes scheduled between early February and mid-March. That could leave money sitting unspent instead of helping landlords and tenants. Some elected officials, including Governor Wolf, say the state will do better with the upcoming round of rental assistance. And unlike last time, they'll be forced to return any unspent federal funds. As state and local officials figure out the details, eviction filings continue. Davis's landlord, Arbor's Management, also says he has other problems in addition to the money he owes. Davis says he sees minor issues as an excuse to push him out. And Arbor's manager declined comment. In the meantime, Davis says he's still hoping for aid, exploring a potential second job, and getting involved with an anti-eviction group. Kate Giamarese, 90.5 WESA News. This story was co-reported with Rich Lord of Public Source.